You're listening to SBS News.
The Champs-Élysées is a busy street. We get in town with everyone we meet. If you understand.
Homegrown electronic dance band Arts vs. Science counts an ARIA win among its successes. Both producer, multi-instrumentalist and songwriter Jim Finn from the band says, like many performing groups, the closure of venues during the pandemic has had a big impact on their income.
And all the uncertainty of not knowing when things are going to open up means that festivals are getting pushed back or cancelled, and no one really knows what's going to happen. So as a live band, the majority of your income comes from playing live shows, and if you can't play live shows, then it makes it quite hard to make a living.
According to an I Lost My Gig survey of nearly 2,000 performing arts professionals, since July the 1st this year, 28,000 gigs have been cancelled nationwide, equivalent to a total loss of nearly $84 million in lost income. Only 1% of those surveys had insurance to cover the loss, and well over half of respondents reported having to look for work outside the music industry. Although state and federal government grants are available, representatives in the sector, like Mark McConville from Save the Arts, say they still feel left behind.
The aviation industry needs help. The tourism industry needs help. And then from there, it went on to hospitality and then retail. And it's like, you know, the live events and entertainment. I know myself, I lost 8 months worth of work in 4 days.
But an idea for a new platform for musical talent was born after publicist and talent manager Karen Eck was left on hold for over 7 hours after contacting an airline.
I actually didn't have a problem with that, strangely enough, but it was the 15-second snippet of the same instrumental that was on loop that I think drove me literally a little loopy.
She's organising a petition calling on big companies to showcase Australian musicians' original songs to customers left waiting on hold, with local musicians compensated via royalty fees. She says as well as more money for Australian musicians, it would improve the experience for customers on hold as well.
I think it's space that's wasted. Can we be using it more effectively? I'd love to be hearing, you know, more emerging and established artists on our call waiting systems. Who wouldn't? It sounds like a no-brainer.
With more than 6,000 signatures so far, the petition has also got the support from the nation's peak music rights body, APRA, in a statement saying,
"We encourage the use of more local music across all mediums and channels and consumers, encouraging music on hold fees being shared to more Australian music creators."
Jim Finn agrees.
That would be very helpful to any artists who are getting royalties from that music being played, because obviously in COVID, everyone's losing their gigs, they're not making any income from that. So having some royalties come in from their music being played on hold would be really beneficial.
Karen Eck says major businesses she's spoken to are considering the initiative. Alan Lee, SBS News.